What is up? What is do? What is going on to the realest game? This is the realest show where you get all the realest shit. We always keep it 100. We always tell straight facts. Search it up. You already know what's going on. Welcome back, fam. Welcome back. I think this episode should be about, you know what I'm saying, if your dreams and your the things that you are working for, every time you put your mind to something, it fails, so it don't come to fruition. The reason why it don't come to fruition is because you're not giving your all. You're not giving it enough energy. You're not giving it enough time. You're not giving it enough focus. You're not giving it enough effort. You know what I'm saying? You're not giving it your all. You just gotta give it your all. And, yeah, you know, like, you already know, man. You just gotta give it your all and just keep grinding. And just keep pushing. Like, ain't nothing gonna stop you from doing what you gotta do. Ain't nothing gonna, you know? Yeah, you know? But, some people, they just don't understand that, sometimes you have to go at your own pace. You can't rush things. And you can't go super, super slow either. Go at your own pace, yes, but don't rush stuff. Don't think, okay, if I do all this tonight, I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. No, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you'll be a millionaire, but not tomorrow. And you will never become, well, I'm not going to say never, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to just keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? Go at your own pace. And, like, all right, so basically make a goal list. A goal list. Take down a piece of paper and write down 5 goals, right? Complete them goals within a year. And then once you complete them goals, write down 5 more goals. Complete them goals the next year. Once you complete those goals, write down 5 more goals. Once you complete those goals, write down 5 more. When you complete more goals, write down 5 more. When you complete more goals, write down 5 more. You know what I'm saying? When you complete those, write down 5 more. Just keep writing goals for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's all you gotta do. Yeah, you know, sometimes I like to go off topic and then jump back on topic, but yeah, like, I just feel like once you complete your goals, set new goals, higher goals. Keep putting the work in, keep grinding, keep doing what you love to do. Like, if you go to work, right, and you know that you don't love this job, your energy gonna be all off. Your energy gonna be like, fuck, how am I supposed to work when, as soon as I walk through the door, all my energy just leaves my body. Now I'm dragging. Now I'm dragging. Now I'm sleepy. Now I'm tired. And then as soon as you get off, you wide awake. You're like, damn, it's that job. As soon as I walk in the door, my energy is off. My energy goes from 100 to negative 10. My energy goes from high to low. Like that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you had a job that you know that you can't stand, that you can't love, leave. Leave that job. Because that job, nothing is worth your sanity. Nothing is worth your sanity. Nothing is worth you doing what you need to do to get what you need to get done. Nothing is worth your sanity. Nothing is worth your mind. Nothing is worth your heart. Nothing is worth your energy. Like, if you know that this job is going to drive you crazy, leave. If you know that you can't stand this job, leave. If you know that you can't work at this job because your energy goes from 100 to 0 as soon as you walk in, leave. Just leave. Because that job is not good for you. That job is not great for you. That job is not doing what it needs to do for you. You know what I'm saying? I think, honestly, you should find a job that you love. That you absolutely love. That way when you go to that job, you are happy. You are happy. You're not mad. You're not sad. You are happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, I had this one job. I'm not going to drop the name of the job. I'm not giving them no clout. You know what I'm saying? I'm not giving them no clout. I had this one job. No, I had two jobs. I had these two jobs, right? And both of them jobs, my last two jobs. No. Was it my last? Yeah, my last two jobs. I hated working there, bro. Like, I can't even hold you. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. No cap. Like, every single time I walked through the door at my job, my energy, all of my energy left my body. Like, it just left my body. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but all the energy just left my body, and there's nothing that I could do. I had to leave. You know what I'm saying? I had to leave. I had to get out. You know what I'm saying? I had to get out. I was like stuck in the sunken place, basically. Like, I had to get out. I couldn't. Like, it's mind over matter. You know what I'm saying? Your mind, your body, your peace, your tranquility comes first before anything. Your mind, your peace, your tranquility comes first before anything. Anything. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, nah, you gotta suck it up. You need this job. You gotta suck it up. Nah. The only thing you need in your life is God. You know what I'm saying? All praise go to God. The only thing you need in your life is God. If you ain't got God, you need to get God. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing you need is God. Like, but people don't understand. People just don't understand it. I don't understand why. I will never know. But the only thing you need in your life is God. You just need to just keep pushing. You need to keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? You need to keep hustling. Legally. Not illegally. You need to keep hustling legally. And just do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. Do what you gotta do. Just keep pushing, man. Like, life is too short to hold grudges. Like, forgive. Forgive, but don't forget. You know what I'm saying? Forgive, but don't forget. You know what? Nah, scratch that. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta remember that. Alright. Forgive, but don't forget certain things. Forgive, but forgive and forget certain things. Like, cause you got, sometimes I think about it, like, sometimes people accidentally hurt you. Sometimes people will hurt you, but they don't realize that they're hurting you because they're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart. They're trying to protect you. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, like, you just gotta, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta just keep going. Like, keep going. Don't hold grudges. Life is too short. Too many things is going on in this world to be holding grudges. Way too many things in this world are going on for you to be holding grudges. Like, straight like that. Like, it's way too many things. Like, people are dying every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get into that. That's for another podcast. That's for another episode. But, like, people are, hey, like, it's way, so, it's so much disrespectful and crazy stuff going on in this world. We gotta be together. We gotta learn how to not fight, but we gotta learn how to beat it. We gotta learn how to be like, you know what, look, nah, hey, I know some crazy stuff going on in this world. I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that. People don't realize that. People, you know what I'm saying? I love all my family members. Liking and loving are two different things. Liking and loving are two different things. I love all my family members. You know what I'm saying? People just, sometimes people rub you the wrong way. Just take a step back. Let them know. Be like, look, you did that. That rubbed me the wrong way. That pissed me off. And if you keep doing it, then we're not going to be able to be cool with each other no more. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? But the But yeah, like, just people just need to understand, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to close it out. I'm about to end this episode, but, you know what I'm saying? People just, the world is messed up. Like, the world is messed up, man. Sometimes I sit and wish I was a kid again. Like, when I was a kid, those were simpler times. Those were simpler times when I was a kid again. Like, I mean, when I was a kid again. When I was a kid, it was simpler. I didn't have to work. I didn't have to worry about nothing. Nothing. And it was like, people just don't. I miss being a kid, man. I really do miss being a kid, man. But you already know, man. Stay blessed, stay humble, and keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. This your boy Nightmare. This the realest squad. The realest show. Come back for more. You already know. Peace.